The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, July 8th through Sunday, July 14th, 2024. The commentary for the month of July was written by Aaron Morey, an Episcopal priest and attorney who lives with many rescue pets in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The commentary for Monday, July 8th begins as follows with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 9. "And call no one your father on earth, for you have one Father, the one in heaven." Here's the commentary. At a Bible study I once attended, the facilitator said something that has stayed with me for a long time. Don't make idols out of people. It's very easy to fall into parasocial relationships with celebrities. I've often had to stop watching movies or listening to music when I became so bitterly disappointed with the hurtful actions of people associated with them that I couldn't enjoy their work anymore. I've even struggled with trusting religious figures because I realize I never actually know what kind of choices they have made in their lives. Having worked in a domestic violence shelter, I am reluctant to make assumptions about what people's lives are really like based on how they present themselves to me. As discouraging as all of this is, I know the universe has a moral compass. This passage from Matthew is an important reminder to not worship false idols, but to put my faith in God, who always provides and never fails. And now I'm going to read the full passage, the gospel for this day, from Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. "Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, 'The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others. But they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one Father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." And the moving forward question for this Monday, July 8th, is, what is it like for you when people say that someone you admire hurt them? How might God be calling you to respond? The commentary for Tuesday, July 9th, begins with a passage from Psalm 6, verse 3a. "O Lord, how long?" In my experience, time moves differently when you are waiting for confirmation of a serious medical diagnosis. It's some of the most uncomfortable times I have ever experienced. I remember crying in bed, just as the psalmist describes, begging God and making promises. Several days later, I got the news I didn't want to hear. I had cancer. I was so upset that I accidentally left my prayer beads behind at the hospital. I was devastated that I lost them. I remembered what a teacher told me once. Sometimes losing something is okay because it can be used by someone who needs it more than you. When I returned from my follow-up appointment, the receptionist handed me my familiar string of red beads. No one needed them more than I did, it seemed. I used to be worried about expressing my fear and anger in prayer, but I listened to the Psalms when I had no energy to pray, and I heard voices crying out just as I had, "How long, O Lord?" It turns out that God is a very good listener and always has been. And now I'm going to read the full passage from Psalm number 6. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are shaking with terror. My soul also is struck with terror, while you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, save my life, deliver me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you, in Sheol who can give you praise? I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears, I drench my couch with my weeping. My eyes waste away because of grief. They grow weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord accepts my prayers. All my enemies shall be ashamed and struck with terror. They shall turn back and in a moment be put to shame. And the moving forward question for this Tuesday is there something you are afraid of telling God? The commentary for Wednesday, July 10th begins with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 37b. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings? Several years ago, my family attempted to raise backyard chickens. We were particularly attached to the one hen named Beaky, a wiry black chamois with a big, eccentric personality. When my mother-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer, we relocated our little flock to a local farm. The farmer texted me sometime later to let me know Beaky had gone broody and was ready to sit on a clutch of eggs and hatch them. The only problem was that the eggs were under a blue plastic kiddie pool. When the farmer tried to relocate the eggs, Beaky stubbornly screamed, pecked, and refused to move. So the eggs and the newborn chicks had to stay under the kiddie pool. Beaky has since managed to hatch chicks in the nesting box. But I think of Beaky when I read this passage. God is a broody hen who gently meets us wherever we are. But God also patiently and fiercely defends us from harm. And now I'm going to read this full passage, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 27 through 39. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also on the outside look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Thus you testify against yourselves that you are descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your ancestors. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how can you escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore I send you prophets, sages, and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town, so that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Barachiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I tell you, all this will come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And the moving forward statement for this day, in moments of distress, imagine God's protection around you as soft and warm, but also ferocious. Now let's turn to the commentary for Thursday, July 11th. It begins with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 2b. Truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. Scripture is full of apocalyptic messages that can fill us with fear, but apocalypse, in its original Greek, means to reveal or uncover something. In other words, it means to see the truth. To me, the fact that there is pain in this world proves we are meant for something better. If our hearts were not oriented toward a better way, we wouldn't care that the universe seems disordered. We experience suffering because there is a gap between what is now and how we know the world is meant to be. Our systems and institutions are far from perfect, and frankly, it would be a relief if some of them were torn down. God does not want us to cling to them in fear. God promises that in God's beloved community, they will be torn down. But God also does not mean for us to live in disordered chaos. God also promises a new heaven and a new earth, which will finally be perfect. I look forward in hope to that world. And now I'm going to read the full gospel passage from Matthew 24, verses 1 through 14. As Jesus came out of the temple and was going away, his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. Then he asked them, You see all these, do you not? Truly I tell you, not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us when this will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. Jesus answered them, Beware that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All this is but the beginning of the birth pangs. Then they will hand you over to be tortured and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end will come. And the moving forward question for this Thursday, what does it look like when you imagine a better world? Can you help create some of it today? The commentary for Friday, July 12th begins with a passage from Psalm 16, verse 8. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not fall. I was excited to serve on the Episcopal Church's inaugural delegation to the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in 2015. Several delegates joined a march on International Women's Day, and it reminded me of the civil rights marches in the 1960s, where people would sing hymns together, such as, "Like a tree planted by the water, we shall not be moved." We are stronger together, and I am always excited to be a part of the church showing up in the world against injustice. The world is never easy. Building interfaith, ecumenical, and community partnerships takes time and humility. But with God at our right hand, we have the strength and ability to do this difficult work, knowing that relationship building is not just what justice looks like. It is what the kingdom of God looks like. And now I'm going to read the full Psalm, number 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And the moving forward question for Friday, July 12th is there someone God is calling you to partner with to do the work of love and justice in the world? The commentary for Saturday, July 13th begins with a passage from Psalm 20, verse 7. Some put their trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will call upon the name of the Lord our God. I normally begin preaching by praying, in the name of God who loves, who is love. Amen. If I am called to offer a spontaneous prayer, I typically end it, and we ask all this in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words serve to remind me that everything I do in the name of God, who is a God of love. If my actions are inconsistent with love, I am not doing them in the name of God. If I am not doing something selfishly and get lost in my desire for power and admiration, I am selling myself short. If I focus on my need to feel liked and comfortable, even when I think I am doing good, I fail to serve God. It is easy to lose sight of the single reason that I exist, to love and be loved by God, and to love and be loved by God's precious human family. I pray that all of my actions and words point to God. And now I'm going to read the full passage today from Psalm number 20. The Lord answer you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord will help his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with mighty victories by his right hand. Some take pride in chariots and some in horses, but our pride is in the name of the Lord our God. They will collapse and fall, but we shall rise and stand upright. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Answer us when we call. And the moving forward question for this Saturday is, when do you fail to act in God's name? Now, as we near the end of this week and the end of this program, let us turn to the passage for Sunday, July 14th. It is the eighth Sunday of Pentecost, and it is a passage from Amos chapter 7, verse 14. I am no prophet. I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. Here's the commentary. Amos is an unlikely prophet, one of many in Scripture. Throughout history, God has called all kinds of people to share God's message with the world. Sometimes people overlook them and fail to listen to them. I love the Bible so much that sometimes I wish there was more of it. Moses' song at the Red Sea in Exodus is 18 lines long. But only one verse is recorded of the song his sister, the prophet Miriam, sang. And the beautiful prayer of Simeon is recorded at the presentation of Jesus in the temple. But the words of the prophet Anna, who was also there and spontaneously praised God and spoke about the child to all, are not contained in the Gospel of Luke. I wonder what has been lost by overlooking the voices of some prophets. I wonder what beautiful messages of hope and encouragement from God have not been handed down across the centuries to us today. I hope that as we encounter God's voice around us in the world, we pay attention no matter how the message is being shared. And now I'm going to read from this passage from Amos chapter 7, verses 7 through 15. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, see, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the very center of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. Thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile, away from his land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore, hear the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Your wife shall become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be parceled out by line. You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall surely go into exile away from its land. And the moving forward question for this Sunday, July 14th, how can you listen to what God is saying? And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let's close with a special prayer from Father Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let us pray. Creator God, O great love, thank you for living in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our hearts' longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. Amen. I'm George Douglas. Thank you so much for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please join me for a new program of readings and commentary next week, from Forward Day by Day, a publication of forwardmovement.org. Goodbye until next time. Thank you.